It's Matty Garwood playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And we are the lucky country when it comes to not only our music entertainment, but also our entertainers who are on screen. They are in films, they are on TV, and sometimes they come along and they do everything. That person is Elise Platt, and she joins us here. Think about Sale of the Century, Sons and Daughters, my mum's favourite, which I cannot wait to talk to you about, Elise, is A Country Practice. And most recently, City Homicide. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight, Elise Platt.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
You've got some new music coming out and some shows coming up.
I do indeed. I have a new record that I'll be releasing next year under the name of Baker's Daughter. We're going to be previewing and performing quite a few of the new material at a wonderful gig coming up at the Palais Theatre in Hepburn Springs on Sunday the 15th of December at 2 o'clock, 2 to 4:30. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to it.
So Elise, singing isn't something that's very foreign to you. You've done it all throughout your whole career, really. How did you fall into music as well as acting?
I started playing guitar when I was 8, and then I started writing songs as a teenager. I think I wrote my first song when I was 12. That really is my sort of go-to natural artistic expression. And then along the way, I then decided to study acting, and I did acting and music. So yeah, I've always done it. I love singing and I love performing with musicians. That's probably one of my favourite, happiest places in the world, is to be in a studio.
And you mentioned working with a band. You've got a pretty hot band that you're working with at the moment.
Yeah, I do. So what happened is when I was recording Funny Little World, my last record, I had a collection of people who came on and recorded that album with me, which included Claire Moore from Dave Graney and the Coral Snakes. Claire will be playing Vibes on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I used to have a residency at a place called Clay Pots in St Kilda on a Friday night, and I had that for 4 years. And over that four-year period, I had a lot of different musicians come in and play with me. And so I decided to get as many as I could as possible to contribute to the album. And fortunately for me, I've kind of continued with that group of musicians being my musicians, like Pete Farnham from Boom Crash Opera, Steve Hadley from Tex Perkins. It just goes on. I'm lucky. I've got a really great crew around me. Last year when I was up there, I was made aware that the Palais, which I've always loved, was reopening. And I thought, oh, wow, that's a destination. I'd love to come back and perform there. And my agent inquired and she got it organized, this run of gigs we're doing after the Palais, and we go over to Perth and we're doing the Fringe Festival and then we're doing the Adelaide Fringe. So, you know, we're sort of on a bit of a mini pre-album tour, if you like, which is great. On Sunday, we're doing a collection of new material that's yet to be recorded and quite a few songs from Funny Little World as well.
Awesome.
And also my album, Beautiful Death.
Elise, what can people expect from the new album? Is it very similar to your previous releases or have you changed it up?
There's a lot more space in it. The last record was very luscious and lots of strings, and I'll probably still do that. When we've been playing live, it really, really works well like that. So we're keen to start with that and then just build on that. With my songs, they seem to work with less, if you know what I mean. So we'll go in and we'll throw a whole lot of things at it, and then we keep pulling things out going, oh no, that's the song, there it is. Lots of beautiful dreamscapes with Pete Farnham's lovely noisy guitar work.
And I couldn't interview without asking you for a few little stories. So Sons and Daughters ran with yourself in it from about 83 to 85. Then we hit Neighbours in the mid-90s. Sale of the Century from 86 to 91. And like I said, my mum's favourite, A Country Practice. She's got all the tapes on the VHS of The Country Practice where she used to watch it. I could probably quote them to you myself.
Oh, that's hilarious.
How did you find your time on TV? That's a really golden period for you right there.
Look, it was really great. They're quite iconic shows to be associated with. So they've really stood the test of time, as in I'm still very much associated and recognised for those great shows. And that was quite daunting, you know, to be that recognised and having a collective of people reflecting back at you, telling you who you are. That was a bit daunting. But look, it was great. It was fun and really not something I planned.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It just happened. So, yeah, it was quite extraordinary.
Where can we get the tickets from, Elise?
You can go to the Palais Theatre directly and buy them online. I think that's the best way to do it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And one of the exciting things about this, Elise, is that it's actually a bit of a soundtrack for something that's being released later in America.
That's right. I am very fortunate that the director of a new feature documentary called Journey Beyond Fear, which is telling the story of refugees seeking asylum in Australia. They're Afghani refugees. And the album Beautiful Death and Funny Little World make up the soundtrack for this feature, which is extraordinary. Do you want me to play Funny Little World? Should we play that?
Yeah, let's play it.
Do you think so? You got it there?
Yes, I definitely have it here. Elise Platt, would you do me the honour of introducing it for me?
I would love to. I'd like to introduce my song called Funny Little World, written by Elise Platt, performed by Elise Platt and her amazing band, Baker's Daughter. Funny Little World. Enjoy.